Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the fifth episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. This is the episode for the week of January 29th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. January 29th. For it is not so much our time and so much our attention that God demands. It is not even all our time and all our attention. It is ourselves. From A Slip of the Tongue, an essay in The Weight of Glory. Also, his last sermon, which was preached on January 29th, 1956. January 30th. One cannot be too careful. One must try to hold fast to one's duties. I wish I did, which are the pros of the spiritual life, and not learn to depend too much on these delightful moments. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated January 30th, 1930. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 1. January 31st. Nobody who gets enough food and clothing in the world where most are hungry and cold has any business to talk about misery. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated January 31st, 1917. Also available in Volume 1 of The Collected Letters. February 1st. You can shut up Jesus for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. From The Shocking Alternative, available in Book 2, Chapter 3 of Mere Christianity, also a talk in the UK on the BBC, February 1st, 1942. February 2nd. To some, God is discoverable everywhere. To others, nowhere. Much depends on the seeing eye. From The Seeing Eye, an essay in Christian Reflections, first published as Onward Christian Spaceman in the February 1963 issue of Show. February 3rd. God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from Himself. There is no such thing. From A Shocking Alternative, Book 2, Chapter 3 in Mere Christianity, a talk given February 1st, 1942, on the BBC. February 4th. Since term began, I have had a delightful time reading a children's story which Tolkien has just written. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, February 4th, 1933, available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.